So, the dictionary defines the word graffiti as unauthorized writing or drawing on a public surface. In other words, it's a visual thing. But artist Michael Dorey makes graffiti for the ear. Sally Herships took an audio adventure through New York with the artist.
What the hell is that? Is that coming from in there? Or what?
Now I hear it again. What is that? Do you hear it too?
It's 11 o'clock at night. Artist Michael Dorey and I are standing on a New York City street corner watching people react to his newest project.
Well, I was walking behind a guy and I saw him in front of me notice and look around, and so I did the same. And there's some music playing in the bushes.
You'd be walking down the street somewhere in a largely urban setting, somewhere late at night, and you'd hear something ideally pleasing, slightly quiet, that you'd be able to sort of go up and explore.
Dorey calls the pieces concrete crickets. They're tiny, electronic cyber creatures, mini stereo systems which are small enough to hide inside of old coffee cups, cigarette cartons, and other trash. If you look inside their containers, you'll see something like an urban bird's nest without any feathers. A tangle of wires soldered to a circuit board, a AA and a 9-volt battery, an on-off switch, and of course, two speakers.
The whole point is to sort of camouflage them so they live in little pieces of garbage.
Tonight, Dorey is installing four crickets. So he's walking over to the garbage pails now, and he's gonna place his coffee cup in one of these garbage pails. The crickets, like their real-life cousins, are aware of people passing by. They have motion sensors that shut them off when people get too close. So each time I watch an installation, it feels like we're on safari, waiting for something to happen.
I don't know why I did. I have no idea. I have no idea why I kicked it. I wanted to see if that's what it was. I'm like, is that a garbage bag making noise? I'm like, I thought somebody threw their cell phone out.
About 5 years ago, Dorey was struck by the affordability of life at the time in New York City's Lower East Side.
There was an actual chance for people to open art galleries and music spaces, and you could have a performance space or a rehearsal space or just an apartment where you painted stuff.
But things changed, and the neighborhood got pricier. Dorey says it seemed more and more difficult for artists to afford space. They were getting pushed out, and that's when he began installing his crickets.
The first place actually was a great little bar and club where I used to go, and got torn down and turned into a gorgeous gleaming new building that no one in the area could afford.
Even though there's no spray paint involved, Dorey considers his work graffiti. It's art put up in public with no one's consent. He says graffiti, especially tagging, is in part about staking a claim. So when he installs a cricket on a city corner, it's his way of tagging the neighborhood, grabbing onto a place in motion with both hands. He says the crickets make him feel like he still has a voice in the space. And in the future, that's something he hopes to share.
It's one reason that I want to make these more available to other people, because I want people to be able to put their own voice into it and say, this is mine, this is me, this is what I want to express at night.
Trying to carve a niche in a city that's always changing can be tough. But Dorey's crickets know how to adapt. They'll always be in sync with their surroundings, and Dorey will always be able to claim a corner of his own. For NPR News, I'm Sally Herships.